With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police hope you can help identify a suspect in a robbery this week. Officers went to a business on Sandwich Street near Mill Street Tuesday afternoon. They learned that the suspect tried to walk out without paying for items, then threatened the employee with a weapon when he was confronted. The employee was not hurt. Photos and a description of the suspect can be found at WindsorNewsToday.ca. You may find additional Windsor police units around the city Friday. The patrol unit is conducting an enforcement blitz at the area of Dougal Avenue and the EC Row, as well as along Walker Road near Division Road. They'll be looking for aggressive and distracted drivers. Police on Wednesday, for example, cited a driver who was caught using their cell phone behind the wheel. There's a recall out on a certain brand of Asian mushrooms. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has recalled K-Fresh Enoki mushrooms in the 200-gram package due to potential listeria contamination. No one's fallen ill, but if you have the mushrooms in your cupboard, throw them out or take them back to the store for a refund. Housing starts went up in February across Canada. Global News reports that the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation's report showed new housing construction went up 14% nationwide last month. That translates into over 263,000 new units. A Georgia district attorney will be allowed to continue overseeing the election interference case against former U.S. President Donald Trump. ABC News reports, though, that either Fannie Willis or her prosecutor, Nathan Wade, must step aside from the case. Trump's lawyers wanted the case thrown out after it was revealed that Willis and Wade had an intimate yet inappropriate relationship. An Amherstburg man now has a chance to really enjoy his retirement. James Pearson won over $77,800 in the January 30th Lotto Max draw. He collected his prize this week at the OLG Prize Center in Toronto. He picked up his winning ticket at the Sobeys in Amherstburg. In sports, Lakeshore hosts Wheatley Friday night in Game 3 of their second-round Junior C hockey playoff series. In the NBA, the Raptors welcome the Magic, and the Pistons entertain Miami. In men's college hoops, Michigan State faces Purdue in the Big Ten tournament in Cleveland. In spring training, the Tigers are in split squad action with half the team in Dunedin with the Blue Jays and the rest hosting the Atlanta Braves. Your Windsor weekend weather, partly sunny and 11 Friday afternoon. Some clouds Friday night, down to zero with fog late. A chance of showers Saturday, windy and 13. Showers or flurries likely for St. Patrick's Day Sunday, high of 6. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.